Hi guys, welcome to the first episode. Hi Rachel. Oh my god.
It's the first episode.
It's the first episode. It's a new year. I think.
Mm-hmm. Tell me all about it.
I think we need to just start off with the obvious topic.
Yes.
New year, new me.
I hate it.
I'm glad because I hate it too. I'm glad you hate it.
Yep.
Because I can't stand it.
I can't stand it either.
My question is, I have a good question off the top of the brain. Why do you think people continuously say new year, new me, even though they do not change?
I feel like people want to use it to think that they're going to actually do it if they say it. New year, new me. I'm gonna do it. It's gonna happen this year. And then the next day happens and there's the same person.
I think
if they say it, it'll happen.
Here's my crazy whack job theory, right?
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Yes.
I personally believe.
Yes.
A witch somewhere. cursed. Uh-huh. Whoever said new year, new me to have the same exact shit year like last year. That's my theory. No, because it's great. It's a great theory. But I honestly truly think like New Year's resolutions are kind of just like, I feel like in order for you to actually change, you shouldn't wait for the new year to start.
I agree.
I think what really needs to, like, what you really need to do is just, like, set a goal and then keep it moving. Like, just keep it moving, because over time you will change. Like, like, over time you will change into the person you want to be.
Yeah.
Or over time things will happen the way you want them to happen.
For
like,
sure.
Just, like, an example. Last year. I was, like, expecting to, you know, finish school, you know, be at home, all that good stuff, all that jazz. And at the beginning of May, I moved out. So, like, like, I moved out. It was, like, not planned, like, at all. It was one of my goals, yeah, sure. But, like, I didn't, you know, January 1st of 2021, I wasn't like, I'm moving out. This is a new year. This is a new me. Like, I didn't do that. Exactly. Like
how I see it too is life keeps moving. So why are you going to wait till a new year to start doing change now?
Exactly. Very well said. Very well said.
Thank you.
I think my main issue with like new year, new me is like, it feels very like, I don't even know what the word is.
Like, you know what it feels like to me? You know what it feels like to me? I just thought of it just now.
Go ahead.
So you know those mugs or those sayings that are like, drama llama or like, whatever, like those kind of sayings? Those funny, like, quote unquote, like funny sayings or whatever? That's what a new year, new me feels like. It feels like it's like, what's the word? Like, not gone to you. I don't know that's
not
the word.
Genuine?
Like, not genuine. It's just like, it's a saying that's just like, it's there, but it's not gonna happen. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Very much that. Very much giving that. I think another thing, too, about a new year, it's like, everybody wants to be like, oh, it's a new year. Like, it's full of possibilities, blah, blah, blah. The only thing that is changed about a new year, at least in my opinion, is the fact that it's gone from one number to the next. Like, it's a new year. A new year only has as many possibilities in it as you make it.
Yeah.
A new year only has that many possibilities if you put in the work.
Yeah.
Like, just because it has changed doesn't mean anything if you're gonna just, you know, be lazy about it.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, new year, new me to me feels like, you know that, like, surge of people going to the gym in the middle of, like, January and February?
Oh my God. Uh-huh.
And that instant drop off in March?
Yep.
That's what new year, new me feels like. Like,
exactly.
People expect so much through the year and then their expectations quickly plummet.
Yeah.
Purely because they do not want to put in the work.
Yeah.
And I think that's bullshit. But you know what? It's like, girl, like, whatever you want to do, go off. But at the same mm-hmm. time, if you're gonna want to see those possibilities, mm-hmm. you gotta just, like,
you gotta put in the work.
You gotta
put in the work. And I'm actually guilty of, like, thinking I had to make New Year's resolutions, otherwise I was, like, not, like, a bad person, but I felt mm-hmm. like I had to do it. And I would, like, sometimes do it, like, a year or two, and I would, like, get discouraged because I didn't reach those goals. But I never, in the past, me never, like, worked towards those goals in the first place. So right. one year, like, I think 2 years ago, when I actually wrote down and made goals, and what a shock, it was not in January, I wrote those goals. I continue to work towards those goals, and looking back at it now, that was like the best time to like actually work towards them, not care right. about what month it is, what year it is. Like, you start now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I don't know. I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
I'm so like,
wow, no way.
Yeah, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. So like, mm-hmm. We were taught always to work for our stuff, not mm-hmm. to, like, put it in a New Year's resolution and keep it pushing, uh-huh. you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of more of the mindset, like, if you want something, go work for it. Like,
yeah, for sure.
A new year is not gonna, like, magically writing it down on January 1st exactly. is not gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna go work for it now. The motivation yeah. is there. So, like, yeah, I'm just, New Year me, new me is full of bullshit. Like, yeah. full of bullshit.
I just find it funny. It's like that time of the month where it's like October is like the what's that drink called?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice something. Yeah.
Yes.
October is like October is PSL. January is New Year, New Me. December is all the Christmas and all the things. You know, like that's what it seems like.
Yes.
It's like that's the
yes. yes, that's exactly God. What it is. It's the fad. It's the yearly yeah, fad.
Exactly. It's the new trend, even though it's not new.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, God.
And then, like, by December, you have all these sappy posts about, whoa, my year yes. sucked. I'm like, yes, well, that's yes. because you did nothing, yes, girl. That's because you did nothing. Oh, my God.
God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ugh. But, like, although I say New Year's resolutions are bullshit, you can mm-hmm. also say, there's also the other side of the coin where you can say, well, New Year's goals is always, like, you know, a good thing. Like, there's always, mm-hmm. there's, like, yeah, New Year's resolutions are terrible, but, like,
yeah.
you can also say at the same time that because it's a new year, you have this opportunity to put new goals in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And try and finish some goals that you haven't finished yet. Mm-hmm. So, like, my next question.
Yes.
What are some of your goals for the new year?
I knew you were going to ask that, and I had it planned, and then I have space. But I do know what, at least one of them, for sure.
Well, tell me one.
Is one of my main goal this year, so, little backstory. I originally started grad school January of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And
we all know yes, how that went.
Yes. And then I quit that the first semester. Not mm-hmm. quit, but I decided to go for a different career path.
Mm-hmm.
Applied for another grad school, and now I got accepted and got accepted last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I start next week. And my main goal for this year is to honestly just like survive a full year of grad school.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, for this year.
You can do it,
I'm thank you. I'm so excited, but I'm also, I think the nervousness finally set in,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very excited to just start. And I think my main goal is just to survive and actually like get through it and yeah. learn and improve. And that's yeah. my main goal this year.
Ah, I love that goal. Wait, that's oh, thank so you. Cute. Oh my God.
I know. Yeah, that's my main goal this year, for sure.
That's but actually a really, Lyndon, really good goal. Yes. Oh,
thank you. But Lyndon, what are your goals for this year? Do you have any main goals? Anything
else? I think my main goal for this year is to continue the progress that I made through last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, continue, like, you know, working on myself, like, continue for sure. healing. I remember I made this this tweet earlier last year. I was like,
I remember this tweet.
I am getting revenge. I am healing my inner child by getting revenge.
Uh-huh.
And then one of my good old friends, She was like, bestie, that's not what the cards are saying. And then, she was DMing me, and I was like, I DM'd her, and I'm like, no, girl, what are those cards saying? Like, I feel like I need to know. And she was like, you really need to, like, heal your inner child. He is not feeling that good. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, okay. So I started working on that a lot. Yes, healing my inner child through revenge, but also healing my inner child by, you know, giving him the things that he never was able to do.
Right.
And doing the thing. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is actually growing my hair out. Ooh. I want to continue growing my hair out.
Yeah.
Like, I have it to where I can pull it in a ponytail.
Ooh.
Like a little pony puff, if you will.
Oh, pony puff. Ooh, I like that.
And it's actually really, really cute. Like, I really, really like it. So that's, like, I've always wanted long hair for as long as I can remember, but I was never able to take care of it, at least in my parents' eyes. So they would, like, at some point, they would, like, you know, be like, okay, we're taking you to go get a haircut. And, like...
Oh, come on.
Exactly. So, like, that's one way that I'm just, you know, giving him that, you know... That little piece of something. But also another thing that I another goal that I'm really, really working towards this year is, like, excuse me, going back to school.
Yes.
If I don't go back to school this semester, thank you. I got into Texas State.
Woo! Yes, you did, bitch.
Thank you. So I got into Texas State. So if I don't go back to school this semester, I'm gonna go back to school next semester. Yes. So the fall semester.
Yes.
And I just want to, you know, finish my degree out. I feel like that's, like, very, very beneficial for, going to be very beneficial for me and just my life overall in general.
For sure.
So I want to do that. And I only have, like, 2 years left. So, like.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
Hopefully soon it will happen. But another one of my main goals besides those two is just to, like. Learn how to exist, like, as a solo entity. Like,
I totally understand, like, that. That's been one of my goals, like, for a while. I feel like I've been on and off with it, personally.
Like, learn, not even just exist as a solo entity, but enjoy existing as a solo entity.
Yep, that's like, it. That's the one. Yep.
Like, give myself that little couple minutes in the morning to, you know, journal. Give my, like, make myself breakfast.
Yes.
Like...
It's completely
go to work, enjoy my work day, come home, enjoy my little respite before I have to go to sleep and, you know, do it again.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's my goal, is to, like, enjoy being not with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy just being, you know, Lyndon, and enjoy being my own person.
Yeah.
And if I happen to find a person that I enjoy being, like, I don't want to start dating somebody and they complete me. I want to be complete myself.
Yes.
And they compliment me, you know? So
you,
that's
you
my.
You have the same brain.
Literally the same.
Literally brain, same brain. Because.
But I want to be able to just complete myself.
Yep.
And then if someone wants to come along and compliment my complete self, more than happy to welcome that.
Exactly. But
learning how to enjoy being myself and enjoy journaling and enjoy talking to myself and enjoy my own time is something that I'm going to be working heavily on this year.
For sure. Because I totally agree with that, because that's honestly one of my main goals too. Like, and also dealing with my own mental health, because last year and the year before that, so 2019 was a really rough year. 2020 was better, but I also had, like, the most, like, there was the most sadness I felt, like, ever. For I can't really explain why, because it was more, like, a different time. But just finding myself again and realizing that I've like, lost a part of myself without even realizing.
Yeah, I get you.
And then finding it again and enjoying just being by myself and not having to be like, oh, no one's online or no one's to talk to. But, like, I can still be here and be, like, I can only rely on myself or however that saying goes, you know, like you only have yourself to rely on at the very end of thing. And then also, like, I want to be able to do that and enjoy that time, because when you were mentioning about like finding someone in the future, possibly maybe one day, how I always see it is that I want them to be a bonus to my life. They're not going to be the one to complete me. They're not going to be my entire life. They're not going to be my, like, things like that. They're going to be a bonus. And that's how I always see that in the end.
Boom. Like, that's like, I feel like that's how it has, like, that's how it should be. Like, if you find someone and both of you complete each other's lives and you are happy with that, by all means, enjoy your happiness with each other. By all means, enjoy your happiness with each other. There's no way I'm going to discount that. But at least in my opinion, I feel like you need to be able to enjoy time, like, enjoy yourself, like, enjoy yourself.
I completely agree.
Before getting into a relationship where they make your, enrich your life that much better, Yeah, that's English. That much better, like, going forward, you know? Like, you don't want to regret not being able to have that time alone and enjoy that time alone and enjoy being, like, single. Before, you know, enjoying a lifetime together with somebody. Like, I feel like that's doing a disservice to yourself.
For sure.
In my opinion. So
I completely agree.
I want to be able to do that before, you know, being like, I need a boyfriend. I need, I need a person.
Whatever will I do with my life? I was like, no.
Exactly.
You can start now. You can do whatever you want now. And then when that person comes along, it'll be the right time, and it'll be the person, you know, things like that.
Exactly, exactly. I think that's, like, really, really important. Okay. I have another question.
Yes.
What do you think is going to be some of the good memes of this year? Because last year had really, really good memes. I feel like TikTok is already starting off strong with...
It's true.
With Rocco and Elmo's little feud. Rocco's not alive! Tell Elmo! Like, what's he gonna do? Rocco is not alive!
I'm right there with you, Elmo.
Oh my god. When I tell you I saw one of those TikToks and I was like, bro, my undying hatred for Rocco is just coming right back into my soul. But, like, I know we can't predict any memes because they literally come out of anywhere.
Exactly, I never expected to hear freaking Rocco all things.
Exactly.
And then that just happened, and it's the best meme.
Right. It's the best meme right now.
Oh my gosh.
And I like last year January during the it was last year January. During the presidential inauguration. Bernie Sanders in his mittens.
How could I forget? Oh my god.
Yeah, no, the iconic Bernie Sanders. Like, it will literally.
This day.
Really? Like, it fell off.
Like, a decent one. I was like, wow, that still exists. That's still happening right now.
Oh my god. Like, you can never predict memes.
Yeah, for sure. Which is funny because, as I was telling Lyndon before we even started this episode, I personally have never been, like, into understanding or knowing the latest trending memes. Like, as we were talking about Vine, I'm like, I've never had Vine. I never was into Vine. I never understood it.
Oh my god.
It died, and I was like, I wasn't even there.
She was like, I have no loss to mourn.
I don't know. Like, girl, I don't know.
And then, I have no loss to mourn here, besties.
The only reason why I know as many memes as I know now is because of TikTok. Even then, it took me forever to get on TikTok because I was so against it. And then I got on it, and it's like, I spent my life now.
Oh my god.
So I don't know what I might think of, like, upcoming memes, but honestly, the best one thus far has been the Rocco one.
Rocco's not alive.
Told me Rocco's not alive because as soon as Lyndon brought it up to me, he was like, Rachel, do you know about Zoe's pet Rocco? And I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, from, like, Elmo from Sesame Street. And I was like, huh? And then I looked it up and I was like, wait a minute, I do remember that Rock. I hated him with all my heart. He was so annoying. And then the meme happened. Rocco's not alive.
Rocco's not alive.
It's so
Bro, when I tell you, as soon as I saw one of those TikToks about rock, I was like, I hate that rock. Bro, I was 4 years old. Can't stand that rock. I was I was like, this bitch and her rock gotta go. Me and my homie Elmo, we gotta bounce. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh my god, but my god. I was like one of those Vine kids in middle school. Like, I was uploading Vines, girl. Like, no, I was so in Vine. Oh, I was so into Vine.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I was just quoting a Vine on my stream, and everybody was like, what the heck? Like, what the heck? Like, I don't even think anybody remembers this Vine, but it was like, literally, like, it was like, I don't know, but at the end of the Vine, the girl said, my dick fell off. And I'm like,
what?
Oh my god, you gotta look up the Vine when we're, I'll show you when we're done.
Yes, but like, please show me, because
it's
what?
Literally this girl literally is just like, my dick fell off. Like, when I tell you, when I tell you, I say that in my brain at least four times a day I've remembered it.
Oh my god.
And sometimes I'll like whisper under my breath, and some and like, since I work with kids, like they're like, they're like, Mr. Linden, what are you saying? And I'm so, I
Mr. Linden.
And I'm like, oh my god. And I'm in my brain, I'm like, ah, and I'm like, but and I like, I calmly explain to them the way I calmly explain it to them, and like, let it just like go over their heads, and I'm like,
what?
It's an adult joke.
Wait. Tell me, how do you explain it to them?
I'm like, I don't have a gym.
Oh, Mr. Linden, what was that? What was that thing you, saying you just said? Can you explain it to me?
It's an adult joke. Do not worry about it. Y'all go back and play. And then boom. It's already gone from their memory. I'm like, oh my god.
Imagine a child remembers and they say it out loud to their parents.
Right? I would be so embarrassed. I would be so embarrassed. But yeah.
Has it happened more than once that you said this?
No, it's only happened once. It only happened once. And it hasn't happened at this new job yet.
Oh, good. So, like, okay. You got a clean slate.
I have a clean slate. Okay. But like, one of my kids caught me.
Hilarious, though.
One of my kids caught me saying that when I was like, shit. Like, oh my god.
Oh. That's hilarious.
But yeah, that's one of them. Like, my dick fell off. Like, that's one of them. I can't
just,
even.
Just picturing a woman saying it just makes it funnier.
It's the Vine is not even funny. Vine is not even funny. It's just the fact is
saying it.
It's just like, it's a whole skit, but like at the end, she's like, my dick fell off. But like, that's not the funny part. The funny part is my dick fell off. Like that's the whole thing. Oh. And then there's another one. It was just like, so I was just there, barbecue sauce on my titties. Like, and then I'm Jared, I'm 19, and I never fucking learned how to read. Like, I use that one all the time.
Oh my god.
Like, I could go down.
The only thing I remember, I don't know if this was a Vine, but the only thing I do remember very clearly that my friends like used to bring up like a few years ago, I was like, look at all those chickens.
Yes, that was a Vine. That was a Vine.
I don't know.
Look at all those chickens. Like, yeah, that was a Vine. That was a Vine.
Okay. I know like that one. That one and a few of them I kind of know, but only because my friends brought it up to me. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, that's funny. But I think for me, if I got Vine when it was like actually alive and around, I don't think I'd appreciate it as much as I enjoy like TikTok too.
Yeah, Vine.
I was a different person back then. I don't think I would have
Vine back then. Like, it was mostly for like middle schoolers and high schoolers. Truly, yeah, honestly. truly, honestly, it was like for middle schoolers and high schoolers. I don't think you would appreciate it because the humor was so bad.
I understand why that's funny. And even like, now, sometimes I don't understand it or I find it annoying. So I'm
like, right.
Now, I was like, that was one of the funny.
Yeah, it's like sometimes like, and it's even like gotten to the point where Vine has become a part, like, Vine type humor has become a part of like internet culture.
Oh yeah,
because like
that was like a big part of like
that was era. A big part of that era. Big like, part. Mm-hmm. So like I remember like I was talking to one of my coworkers who was like around my age at my old job, and I randomly was just like saying, "I'm Jared, I'm 19," and then they finished it and they're like, "I never fucking learned how to read," and I'm like, "Oh my god, no! I have found another Vine bestie."
Oh my god.
That's crazy. But yeah, it's just like. Oh my god. It's just like it's just like become like a part of like just humor in general yeah. around like my age of people, like 21 to like 24.
Yeah.
Like we grew up with it, right? Basically. Oh yeah. So.
And I could totally respect and understand that. I was just not a part of that for me mm-hmm. personally. Mm-hmm.
So like now I'm just kind of just like, damn, my humor is terrible now. Like I could talk, someone could fall on the floor and then there'd be like the vine thump over it and we're like, I'm dying. I'm laughing. Like it's over. Oh. That's it. That's done. It's over. Like
meanwhile, me, I would see that. I would probably be like, huh? And mm-hmm. I would probably only laugh if I was like with you or someone who actually finds it funny, and I would laugh if you're laughing, kind of thing. You know,
bestie. I'm telling you, I would be on the floor. Like you put the vine, you put that vine thump over anything. It's over. It's over.
And see, I'm already laughing because I'm just picturing you on the floor laughing from it. I'm just like, I don't get it. Which
it's
makes it funnier
over.
To me,
it is over. It's over. That Vine thump, peak of comedy. Peak of comedy, bestie.
Oh, I can't wait to see all these references after.
Right? Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. I have to, like, so one day I just literally have to teach you all the Vine. I have to pull
we
up.
We gotta have that as an episode. Just teach me about Vines. And then we'll
teach you about Vines.
Like, we'll, like, watch it before, and then we'll, like, discuss reactions and stuff.
Boom. There we go. Already planning out other episodes.
Oh, yes. I love that. Oh, you know it.
I think, well, that went off topic, but I was not expecting that.
I mean, no. Technically, it didn't, because we were talking about memes. About the memes, what we thought might be for 2021.
True. Very true. All right, I think I'm out of questions. I did not prepare any questions. I'm gonna be honest. I'm more so like excited that we're actually, you know, doing this.
Me too. I'm really excited we get to start this together.
Right? It seems so fun. Oh
it's
my
so
god!
Fun. It's already so fun, and we've right? already. Like, for people who don't know us, like are you know are getting to know us, we mm-hmm. are pretty much like the same person, which we've understood for like.
We've understood this for a couple months now.
For a couple like, months now, and it's crazy.
It's very
but
wild.
It's so. Great, because you know, like, we can talk about like the start of the podcast. That's the first episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what happened was that I was in Lyndon's stream one day, as I normally am when he streams.
And oh, that's right.
Like, yes. And then you were saying, because we were just talking as we normally do. Mm-hmm. I was chatting in the chat, and he was talking on the stream. And then he was like, you know what? And then we were talking about it on Discord. Mm. And, you know, Lyndon was like, Rachel, why don't we start a podcast together? And I said, you know what? That's an amazing idea. Because we can talk about anything and everything for so long already. Why mm-hmm. not just make it into content?
Exactly.
And boom. It's so exciting. It's so great. Right? I'm so like we like creating everything for this and getting to this point. We already have so much planned, and it's going to be so good. This year's going to be a good year.
I think this year's going to be a really good year, especially for, like, us getting back into content creation. Because I know both of us have literally, like, stepped away from that.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally the whole point of the podcast. Like, let's break it down for the besties. Yeah. Let's break it down for the besties. Yeah. Okay, so basically, that stream, it was, like, me... in this new apartment that I'm in, like, in right now. Mm-hmm. Yep. First, I think it was, like, first or second time streaming. Mm-hmm. And I was just, like, talking about how, like, I don't know if I want to come back. Because, like, Twitch is weird. Because Twitch is weird. And, like, growing on Twitch is impossible. And blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And, like, how we feel like two completely new people.
Yes.
So, like, let's just, like, break the whole thing down. Like, like the main reason, like... I stepped away from content creation at the time was because of school and because of like, I needed that time and energy to finish school.
Yep.
And I think that was like end of 2018, beginning of 2019, where I had made this really long twit longer about how like, we need a better LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. Because I was growing on Twitch at the time. Like, I was like 20 plus viewers at the time concurrent. And like, I was doing Overwatch at that time, right? So like, I had 20 plus viewers, Overwatch. And I had needed to step away because I needed to finish school.
Right.
I think cut to like a year and a half later, COVID hits.
Yeah.
And then like, I was like, well, I'm not going back to streaming after like a year, year and a half. So like, I kind of just like went AFK. I kind of just went like AFK regarding like content. Like, I would like upload a, you know, little Overwatch montage here or there. I would like an offhand stream, but like never fully coming back to content like like this. And then like, as I was away, like a lot of things happened, of course,
right?
But also me as a person changed.
Yeah,
more so more so last year. More so like last year, more than anything else. Like 2020 was like, 2020 was like a weird year for me. Like, I was mostly like living in my room at the time, but like still had some of those changes where I was like, the internet's not really like a place that I should be living, but I was still living on the internet. So like, you know how you like consciously realize that this place, this space might not be for you.
Yep.
But you're still in the space, so there's not really much you can do to change it.
Right.
So, like, that internal change was already happening, but as I, like, moved out and started, and, you know, had to be AFK, had to do real-life things, that change was more so happened to where, like, when I came back to the stream, I was like, I don't even know if I want to be back. Like, Twitch is weird. People are weird. Like, we're two completely different people than when we started, than, like, when we left.
Right.
And we were talking about, we were talking about that and, like, how, like, we've basically gone through the same thing, but like different. Yeah. And how I was like, okay, so boom, there you go, podcast topic. And then that's when like my brain was like, Rachel, bestie, let's go ahead and make a podcast.
I was like, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, go.
Because, and then, it was just kind of like that.
Yeah. Because when Lyndon and I were talking about it, I was telling him the same exact thing. Like, I also had, a crazy like 2020 because I started streaming I want to say 2019.
I feel like it was, I think it was like 2018 2019 bestie,
something around that.
You started as soon as I ended, like,
oh no way. Actually,
right, I feel like that's right.
So okay, so let's say around, so let's say just a generalization. I started around when Lyndon ended, and I was like, I was fun. I was like playing Overwatch. I was playing Call of Duty. I was playing like a bunch of other games, and I was like, I had like decent, like for me, a decent amount of viewers and like just like chat to keep going. And I was like having my friends online, and we were all having fun. It was great. And then 2020 hit. My mental health was going down the drain. I felt like a failure. It was not a very good year for me. But then I got accepted into grad school. Then 2021.
You love.
I started school. I had to stop streaming because of school. And then after that, I was like, school's done. What am I going to do? But then also my mental health was also taking a dip still. So then I said, well, I streamed for like a few other times after that. But I was just like, it didn't feel the same. I didn't feel like the same person. I felt like I was putting on an act instead of being how I was. Like, not that I was being like not myself, but I was feeling like I gotta be like this hyper, like happy, blah, blah, blah person and not just be myself on stream as I am online, or, you know, just in general anyways. And like, I felt like a different person, and that's how we ended up here. And it's so funny because, we are actually not the same age, or I'm actually a few years older than Lyndon, but it's just crazy that we are experiencing like similar things at different times of our lives, but it's just so similar that we can connect on this level. And I and for me personally, I never really like, with friendships, I've never really like thought of age as like as a number. It's just a number.
Yeah. So. I think, and I was talking to a couple of I was talking to my ballroom house about this, like my ballroom brothers. I was talking to them about this, like, change of my life. I didn't specifically tell them, like, I told them what had happened to cause me to, you know, move out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really let them in on, like, how I was while I was at home. Like, I didn't really, like, they do not know the full extent of my gamerism. Like, they don't know.
Yeah.
Hi, Caesar. Oh. Hi, AJ. Hi, Miyagi. Yes, I am a gamer nerd. Sorry to tell you. But, like, they didn't really know, like, the full extent of my gamer, you know.
Right.
Of me being, like, how much of a gamer I am. They didn't realize right. that. They don't realize that, at least, mm-hmm. from what I know.
Right.
All they know is, like, I have a 2-screen setup. I use it for games, and I use it for work. That's literally it.
The way I relate to that on a different level, because my people at work, like, they don't know. Like, I told them I play games, but I've never mm-hmm. told them, like, the extent of, like, how serious I was.
Yeah.
And they don't understand. Like, yeah. they're just, it's like a different lifestyle now. It's, like, different. Mm-hmm. We're different people.
Exactly. So, like, mm-hmm. so, like, they didn't, like, they I don't think they genuinely understand how much of a change I've seen in myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And how sure. much, how proud of it I am of myself, which yeah. they shouldn't have to, they don't have to. But I think it's, like, really important that people in your life should, understand your growth. Like, right. even if they don't understand it, I feel like it's important that they either see where you were or, like, mm-hmm. understand where you were and then see, like, oh, wow, you have come far. You have changed as yeah. a person. You have, yeah. you know, really put that work in for yourself.
For sure.
So, like, I was telling them about, like, me living in my room and stuff, and they're like, wow, girl, you have really come far. And I'm like, I don't think y'all understand how far, but thank you.
Oh.
What was I saying? I was saying something and then I forgot. Give me a second. My brain literally. This is another thing about ADHD, y'all. Like, I have the brain of a goldfish. I have the brain of a goldfish.
See, meanwhile, I'm the opposite. I have a memory of an elephant. I remember so Gnar. Many random things.
Gnar.
My friends are like, how do you remember that? I'm like, I don't know. And it's a blessing and a curse. The curse part being that I remember some awkward things in my life that, like, just replay in my head, and I'm just like, God, Gnar. Why do I remember this specific memory?
Gnar.
Why?
I hate that for you, but also at the same time, I envy you, because sometimes just today, I was at work and I was walking uh-huh. around the room. I was checking yeah. on my kids. Uh-huh. They were in centers, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They were doing their thing.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around, and then I stop in the middle of the room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like, what was I thinking? Like, what was I doing? What was I doing? And then my kids are like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Is everything all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just forgot what I was doing.
Oh, no.
And they're just like, oh. They just walk away, and I'm like, I'm just like, okay, great. That helped.
Sorry for laughing, but that's so funny.
Like, my memory is so bad. But, like, I think I was saying, like,
I mean, you were talking about ballroom.
And yeah, ballroom. Like, I'm more so, like, happy that, like, I have in, like, real life interactions with people now. Like,
yeah,
coming from a mental space where you are living in your room, you're online yes. all the time.
Yeah.
To now you are, I'm going to work 9 to 5. I'm, you know, cooking myself dinner. I'm, like, you know, actually living life, paying bills, you know, doing mm-hmm. things that I need to do. That mental shift is very, very rapid. That mental shift, at least for me, was very rapid.
Oh,
and
yeah,
very, like, it was very rapid and very sudden. And that's what I was saying. For me to have experienced this
yeah.
so early in life as compared to my other peers who are right. my age.
For sure.
Is very interesting because mm-hmm. I feel like, yes, I can relate to people my age,
right.
but also most of the people my age are still living at home. They're either mm-hmm. living at home or they're going to school. They're, like, not, you know, like, right. paying bills. They're not.
Right.
And if they're paying bills, it's probably, like, their phone bill and their car note. They're not, like, mm-hmm. paying bills, have to worry about health insurance, you know, have to worry about this, like, and that. And that.
Make sure the water is still on, you know,
mm-hmm.
utility and things.
Exactly. They're not worried about that as opposed yeah. to me, where I am worried about that.
Yeah.
So it feels like, not to sound, like, cocky or, like, overconfident in myself, but I feel like I've always been that person that has been like a little more mature. That could be trauma, bestie. That could be trauma. Like,
well,
I've also been like a little, always been, I feel like I've always been a little more mature than people my age.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically what I was saying. Like, I complete, like, age to me is nothing but a number.
Yeah.
It's all about like your life experiences, who you relate to, your maturity level, mm-hmm. and things like that that play into how you relate to people.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yes, yes.
We got there in the end, girl.
We got there. See, we just gotta keep talking. Mm-hmm. We'll get there eventually. We got this.
We'll get there eventually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like, I don't know, the thought of that, like, because I remember it was literally only you and our other friend in chat.
Yeah.
It was literally you and our other friend in chat. And I was like, let's just move to Discord. And then we talked for another hour. Like,
We did.
We talked for another hour just like literally about anything and everything. And I was like, okay, bestie.
And it's like not even the first time either. It's just that this was
not
like
even the
moment
time.
That we realized, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. We both want to get back into content creation in a different way. And like, why don't we just do it together with a podcast?
Boom. Bada bop boom. How? Okay, yeah. That boom. There we go.
Yeah.
We got there in the end, girls. Yeah, exactly. We got there in the end. But I think this is like gonna be a really, really cool thing.
For
because
sure.
Not only do I want to do the podcast, I'm getting back into streaming.
Yeah.
Which has been very fun, considering the fact that like I'm no longer worried about like growing, because if we're gonna be honest here, Twitch is not a place to grow. Twitch
exactly.
is not a place
not,
to grow. Twitch is not a place. So now that the fact that I'm not worried about growing, I'm more so worried about like having fun and talking to chat and stuff like that.
In the same way,
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, because I had like my first stream back, I was like testing my audio and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I was doing a dumb. And then the second stream I had, it was like only for like an hour, but it was like so fun just to like enjoy myself again and not care about the numbers or anything like that, even though we're like just, you know, I'm here, I'm having fun, I'm playing a game and chatting with chat, and that's all I gotta do.
Mm-hmm. And what makes it even like, what makes it funnier is the fact that I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, I'm having fun. But like, through my actions, my friends are like, why are you trying to grow again? Like, Musty, like, I'm not trying to grow.
This is for me.
This is for me. Like, you know those, like, those little tips and tricks you remember, like, you learned, like, to get more viewers in? Like, you change your Twitter handle to, like, live with, like, the dot, and then you make the live tweet, and then after the stream, you delete it. And, like, I've been doing that just subconsciously and then streaming, and it's been so fun.
Yes!
But, like, another thing that I really want to get into, this might be a goal. This is not, like...
Ooh, tell me.
This is not, like, a New Year's resolution, because those are cursed. I genuinely believe a witch cursed New Year's resolution.
Yeah, it's
like,
true. It's true.
That is my headcanon.
That is the theory.
That is my headcanon. That is my theory. Witches cursed New Year's resolutions to not work and not come true.
Yeah, it's not.
So one of my goals this year is to get into like vlogging, not daily vlogging, because yes, my life is now interesting, but to daily vlog, you would have to be a full-time content creator. Let's be real. In order to daily vlog and the vlog to be interesting, you need to be a full-time content creator, have the freedom to go wherever you want, do whatever you want, and not have a 9-to-5.
Yep.
So, like, I want to vlog, like, if I'm going on a trip, if I'm going to a ball, if I'm, like, that's my kind of, like, idea. Or, like, a weekend, like... Or even a week-long vlog where I just take my most interesting parts of the week and put it into a 10-minute vlog. Like, that's what I want to do. And, like, maybe start my own solo podcast. Who knows? That's, like, up in
That'd
the
be
air.
Fun.
That'd be cute. Like,
be
but
cute.
Who knows? But, like, I have things that I want to do, and I'm looking forward to it compared to, like, my old self where I was just, like... I kind of just want to sit here, like, yeah, like
literally me though.
Like, I kind of, ugh.
Because I think another goal for me as well is to just have, like, be on Twitch, but just to have fun with it and just not care. Just like, let's just go and have fun. Like, exactly. I don't, like, instead of worrying about everything. And because I think I lost sight of why I was doing it, because I started it for fun. And then I was like discouraging myself because I'm like, oh, no one's watching. And I'm like, you know what?
Exactly.
Like, it's for me to have fun. And if someone wants to watch and join and hang out, that's up to them. And that's fun. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's like my goal. Well, that's one of my goals, is to just learn how to have fun again with this and not stress too much. Because at the end of the day, it's a hobby. It's a hobby. Like, it's not.
Like, this is not going to be your job. This
exactly. Is just for fun. And if it does turn into a job, you're blessed.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And then another thing about vlogging, too, is that people who are able to vlog, like, just them being at home and all that stuff, is, like, they have an audience already. They're like, I don't care what you're doing, I'll watch whatever you vlog. So, like, that's a really different story, too.
Exactly. So, that's kind of just it. That's literally the tea. Like, they've already grown that audience.
Exactly.
To the point where, like, boom, they'll watch anything they put out.
Exactly, which is what I do. Anything. Like, they're just at home doing whatever, and I'm like, I watch. Like, I'm like, I'm a company.
I know, cause tea. Like, I do that all the time. My, I only, like, watch a couple vlogs, but, like, those couple vlogs, I will watch anything. Like, anything they put out.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, it's not that I'm like a stan or whatever. It's kind of just like, I'm comfortable with your energy.
Yes.
And I like your energy in my space. So, boom. I will watch your content over somebody else's content.
For sure.
So, that's kind of just like, that's kind of me with vlogs. But, yeah, I'm like excited to, like, for this year and my goals to, like, see how they play out. Because at the end of the day, all you can do is work your hardest at your goals.
Yep.
And even though you've worked your hardest, that doesn't mean that they're going to happen. Like, that doesn't mean you can work hard. Yeah. But life still happens.
And it doesn't have to stop within that year. That's like your overall, like when I was talking about earlier, like my goals that I made, like in the middle of May, like those were goals like for my life, not for the year. If I don't make it in the year, then that's fine. If I work towards that goal, that's more progress than I would have made if I didn't work towards that goal.
Exactly. That is like, boom, nail on the head right there.
Yep.
So I think that was perfect. Literally.
Yes.
Like, that was literally so perfect.
I love that. That was great.
I think.
Yes.
One last question.
Yes.
Now, this is, like, gonna be a really deep question, bestie.
Oh, okay,
prepare yourself.
Uh-huh.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, God, I always hate that question, you know? I for some reason, like, whenever I get that question, like, 5, 10 years, I'm just like, I don't know. But honestly, legitimately, I actually have an answer for this right now.
Ooh.
Because previous years, whenever I get asked that question, I'm just like, I always was stuck in the moment. I'm like, I want to finish what I am now. I figured out later because I was scared of life at that time. And like, what am I going to do after college? Am I going to get a job? Like, what am I going to do after that job? Like, what's my dream job? But you know what? I actually have it in mind this year. This year of all times.
Ooh.
5 years? Let me see. So I'll finish my program in 17 months, which is crazy. I'll be finished in a year and a half.
Period. I'm so excited.
So year and a half, I'll be done with school. I'll still be under supervision for at least 2 years after that, I'm pretty sure. So that'll be, let's say, a year and a half. That's almost like 3.5 years. So then 2 years after that, so 5 years, I'll be in my job as a licensed clinical social worker.
Yay!
I'm gonna be helping people. I'm gonna figure out where I'm gonna live for like a little while, because I wanna not be where I'm at now. I'm just used to where I'm at now. That I just wanna find somewhere else that I wanna find, like, not necessarily, it doesn't essentially have to be like my dream place to live. But I'll find like a different place to live, like be stable, I'll have a stable income. I can afford to give my parents like what I want to give them back. For what they've done to help me, especially my mom. My mom has been a very supportive.
We love a good mom.
Rock in my life. Yeah, she's the best, honestly, and she deserves a lot. So she's definitely helped me a lot, and I definitely want to. In 5 years, I'm definitely going to be able to give her like things back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just be happy, be stable in my job, find a job that I live in, you know. I mean, that's what I'll be in 5 years.
That's actually so realistic. I love that. And I say that not because I'm like, I was like, even if it was going to be outlandish, I would still love it. But like, sometimes like people that have realistic goals for themselves makes it that much, you know, you want to root for them.
Yeah.
Like, cause I know some friends that are, I have some friends that are like, I'm going to be famous in 5 years. And I'm like, bestie. Yeah. I'm excited for you if you make it happen.
Yeah.
But also, what's your plan B? You know, yeah, exactly. Like, what's your plan B?
When I was younger, I was thinking, like, I'll think that more like that now. But you know what? If I was to say something outlandish, and one of my goals is to, like, I want to have more fun on TikTok. I'm already having fun on TikTok. And it's like, I want to grow a little bit more and, like, actually, like, do more stuff like that. That would be, like, a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. Be, like, one of those things. Be, like, have a lot of followers and all that stuff.
I love that. No, I love that. I love that. That's not even outlandish. That's, like, I love that.
Thank you. Well, Glendon, right. Tell me, what's your goals?
All right. So, I want to...
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Let me think about this. Because it's always changing. It's ever changing, but for right now, it's been consistent, like, past year or so. Mm-hmm. I want to finish my degree. That's going to take about two.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I want to finish my degree. I want to teach high school biology.
Ooh.
So, I'm getting the baby fever out now, besties. I'm getting this out of my system. Yes. I'm getting the baby fever out now. So, like, I want to teach high school biology. And then I actually want to teach high school biology overseas. So, like,
very
Japan specific. Or, like, Korea.
Yes.
And even if I don't teach biology, even if I become an English teacher, which I don't mind, I would like to, you know, teach overseas and live overseas. Because America is ghetto. Like, it's ghetto.
You're not wrong. I want to get out.
America is ghetto. So, like, I want to teach overseas.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I want to, like, be, like, living alone. I want to even not... I don't want to be, like, living alone. Like, I want to, you know, realistically find a partner. Right. But, like, that's, like, not, like, the end goal. The end goal is to, like, finish school, be teaching, enjoying life, and just traveling. Like, I would love to travel. Like, I want to... Honestly, if I'm going to be honest, my dream place to live would be the Philippines. I went there when I was younger, like when I was like 14, 15. I lived in the Philippines for like 3 weeks. And then for a month, like for the rest of those like 2 months, I did a tour of Southeast Asia with my family. So like we did Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines.
That's awesome. Oh my God.
Like we did that. And then we went to Indonesia, Bali. Mm. We finished that there. Like, it was so fun. Like, I love Southeast Asia. Like, I would love to live there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, like, the end goal. Like, to be teaching overseas, living overseas.
Beautiful. I love that.
And, like, just enjoying life. Like, I think that's my goal. That's my end goal for 5 years. 5 years from
for
now.
For sure. And I was curious, though, like, any particular reason why specifically high school biology? Like, both, like, that age and...
The
reason?
I want to teach college biology. I want to teach, you know what I really want to teach? I want to teach biology 1 in college. Like, biology 1 and biology 2, I want to teach those courses purely because I enjoyed it so much
in college. Lovely.
I enjoyed it so much. I have never enjoyed something as much as I enjoyed learning about biology in college.
That's lovely. I love that.
Like, it was so fun. Like, genuinely so fun. And, like, I want to teach college. I want to teach college, but also at the same time, like, I don't know if I want to go back and get my master's degree. So, like, I'm going to, like, give myself the, you know, the time to, you know, really enjoy high school, really enjoy that environment. Plus, also, high school is a place where you can support teens that don't have that support. Oh, you know, you can support those kids that don't have that support.
Yeah.
Once they're in college, girl, they're partying. They're doing whatever they do not care. So like high school, I feel like I can, you know, really, you know, use my teacher instincts and use my skills in order to help them.
Oh.
And so like, that's why high school. So yeah.
Oh, I love that. Because another reason why I was just curious, because I'm like, I'm also like working towards helping people and like trying like, you know, focus on their mental health and things such as that. But also I want to be more involved with the LGBTQ field, because majority of my friends are in that spectrum. And I'm like, I want to help them, because like, I don't understand why discrimination or anything, like any of those things, it doesn't matter to me. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, they deserve as much respect as anyone else.
Yes, go off. Period, best.
And I really want to focus on that too. In my when I work
literally
on that.
So sweet. Oh my god. But yeah, that's another thing too. Like, being a gay kid in high school is hard, yo.
Oh,
like,
I can only imagine, for sure.
Bro, being gay in high school nowadays, is like, oh my god. Anyway.
Well, even worse nowadays with social media.
Literally, I don't understand. Like, people are like, it should be so easy now. There's so much tolerance and acceptance.
It's worse.
It's worse. And I genuinely feel that, like, I got the easy end. Like, I got the short end of the stick. Not the short end of the stick. I got the, like, I got the leniency, because I wasn't out and I wasn't out publicly in high school. So, like, either it was like, you're gay. And I'm like, okay. And you don't know that for real. Like, you don't know that. You're just insulting me. So go away. But, like, yeah, I wasn't out publicly, but, like, I was, obviously, I was, you know, gay.
Right.
But like, if they know that you're gay, they go in two times harder.
Disgusting.
So yeah, that's just like, I want to be a support for those kids. I want to be the English teacher, but I want to be gay. So I'm going to be the science teacher.
I love that.
So yeah, that's my teacher. Yes. I would love to be one of those like teachers where they have like, you have lunch with them because they don't want to be in the lunchroom.
You would be that teacher. I know.
I would love to be that teacher.
For sure.
But yeah, like that's like the goal. That's the end goal.
I love that.
And I also want to like finish learning a language, but that's like down the road. That's like down the road. But yes, those are the goals. Those are the goals.
I love it.
Well, we're nearing the end of our hour.
Oh my gosh.
We're nearing the end of our first hour of our first episode.
I hope you guys enjoyed our first episode.
Right? It was really, really fun.
We have so much more to come.
Right?
I hope you guys enjoyed
it. I'm so exciting.
Me too.
Now, oh my gosh. We should actually tell them the schedule.
So, oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of you know that we're, you know, doing it once a week, obviously as a podcast with you.
Yes.
But we are going to record on Monday, but you guys are going to hear this on Friday. So happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. It's the end of the week.
It's the end of the week. I hope you enjoy your weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we will be recording on Monday, so we don't know how our week is going to go.
Yeah.
But that is it. We will see you every week Friday.
Yes. And if you like the podcast, be sure to subscribe.
Be sure to subscribe to the channel.
We do appreciate it.
Subscribe to the channel on YouTube. Follow us on Spotify. You can listen to it on SoundCloud, on wherever podcasts are available. And we will see you guys next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.